Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 11th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 3.5 cents, closing at 377.5. July beans down 5.75 cents, closing at 1078.25. And July wheat down 2.25 cents, closing at 459. The meal wound up closing $2.30 higher. The bean oil down 8 ticks. The meal was down most of the day. In the last minute, we rallied at about $2 to get that higher close out here. It looks like everybody, the funds bought corn, wheat, beans, meal on the last minute or two in here to try to defend their positions. But, it wasn't a bad close. It wasn't a great close. We had the dollar down about a half a cent here. I think that put a little underpinning into the lower prices here. The crude oil was $1.57 higher. I think that helped put a little underpinning under the market. But I really think we've gone too far too fast in this market. Whatever highs we make here this week, I think they're going to be pretty tough to take those out, at least till we get some real indication of La Nina. Farmers I've been talking to tell me that they are definitely going to be switching some acres into beans. And, to pick up 1 million acres out of corn and maybe 1 million acres out of cotton and double crop wheat, I don't think it's going to be a problem. And I think when it's all said and done, when we see the June 30th report and then plug in these carryouts, we could be right back up again here. Now, at that point, we also might be heading into La Nina. But the fact of the matter is, we have come an awful, awful long way in this grain market. The grains rallied, I think it was $2.31.5 or $2.32 off the lows in here. And the Fibonacci retracement is $2.33. So we came within a penny or a penny and a half of that. We backed off. Maybe we make a new high here tomorrow or Friday. But I really think that's going to be about it in these markets if we didn't make the high yesterday. I can only advise you that, particularly on the beans, we made another cash sale up here today, that you need to be managing this risk, doing some cash sales, or at least buying a put option. If you're going to sell grain at the elevator, which is fine for a fall delivery, buy back a call option in case we do move higher. There's all kinds of alternatives out here. But the one alternative I don't think you can handle is doing nothing on a $2.30 rally in this bean market. You've got to do something, in my opinion. So the weather looks a little bit better out here. A lot of the eastern corn belts had almost record amounts of rain. We really haven't seen the sun here in 2 weeks in Chicago. Out east, it's been about the same thing. It looks to be improving. Guys are going to get the corn in. They're going to get the beans in. Will they plant a few less acres of corn now and switch it to the beans? I think that's certainly a possibility. So all in all, I don't want to get real bearish the corn out here, but at the beans, we've been looking for a great rally. We've had it, and I think this is about as good as it's going to get for a while in here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.